That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jamine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Batch.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Kraven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Kraven. Everybody loves Kraven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad from Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen, I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore.
Operator, I am begging you. This is a real emergency. What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
Hello, everyone. This is the one, the only, Louise Lasser. Welcome to the Louise Lasser slightly late Christmas party. I'm glad you all are attending today. And of course, joining are the hosts of that very lovely and wonderful podcast, the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. First of all, I'm going to say hello to the person who keeps, like, drowning out every time I'm around, and that is Bean. Hello, Bean. How are you? Hi, Louise. It's good to be here, I guess. Well, first of all, honey, you know, I'm very excited to finally talk to you on this show, so I think it's good that we're finally talking. I guess so. I mean, I haven't gotten into a state of shock yet, but give it time. Yes. But also, you have a hostie here. First up, of course, is Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you, dear?
Hi, Louise. What's going on? How you doing?
Oh, honey, I've been busy the past few weeks. So busy, I couldn't even celebrate proper Christmas because I was getting myself prepared for this one. So I'm very excited. And also is here is your Canadian co-host, Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you, lovely?
The fuck is this? I thought we were on winter break.
Oh, you can never be on winter
break. AEW's on. It's Wednesday.
Oh, well, first of all, AEW... That can happen anytime, but when it comes to me, Louise, it's whenever I want it. But anyways, though, and of course, my honey bunch, Toby's best man at our wedding, Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
What up, you drunk bitch? Why are you fucking here? I do not want to fucking eat anything that you made. That's why I'm ordering a pizza.
Well, first of all, honey, I made
put me down
the
for pizza.
Food.
Put me down for pizza.
Yeah, get me some pizza too, Colin.
Well, you should know that I've already prepared a very nice meal for all of us. I got entrees, I got hors d'oeuvres, I've even got dessert. But also, we got the guest of honor today here. And it's a man who I have decided to forgive after everything that has happened to me and my boys this past year. But that, of course, is my ex-husband, Kraven. Hello, Kraven. How are you?
Hey, it's not Santa Kraven anymore. Christmas is over, Louise.
First of all, Christmas is over. When I say it's over, even though I'm a nice Jewish lady, but that's beside the point, but I will celebrate Christmas.
Right,
this
I was
year.
About to say that. Aren't you Jewish, Louise?
You're Irish.
I am everything, honey. I'm everything and everyone and everything and all in one place. Like that movie. But anyways, though.
That's hot.
But also,
that's
joining us is... That's my honey bunch, Toby the Ghost is here. Hello, honey. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. How are you going, sweetheart? I know you've had a very busy week this past week organizing the dinner. And oh, wait a minute. Sorry. I had a bit of a cough. Gotta put my voice down a little bit. So I'm very excited for this Christmas party, and also my cousin, Tamario Gostolini, is here.
It's-a me, Tamario. I am very excited to have English language Christmas party with only me non-Italian friends. Except for maybe Tali DeBassi.
But is this a Christmas dinner? Is this a New Year's dinner? Is it both? Is it neither? I'm very confused, Tabario Ghostolini.
Colin, 50 what? Bucks beat has a seizure trying to do all these voices before the end of the episode.
Dude, that's going to be fucking great, dude. Oh, my God. Don't, please, because we did the death... Listen, we did the death pool last night, and fucking... Like, I got so baked, and you guys started, like, hammering the Tubi chat. And I was like, did somebody fucking die? So don't fucking say, do not say that, Craven. Come on, bro.
Don't worry. We're going to have a nice Christmas festive New Year dinner with all of me half Italian friends. So we're very excited. You got to get a pepperoni, you got to get a nice enchilada, you also got to get a fettuccine, and also you got to get the best, and also you got to get the best.
Enchiladas, isn't that Mexican food?
Everything is from Italy, I tell you, Colin.
Yes, we invented Jersey Shore.
Exactly, we invented everything. Everybody knows. House of Gucci told me this. Anyways, though, I am about to get back to the kitchen.
Make meatballs.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of meatballs. And I do love me meatballs, especially Toby's, but that's beside the point. Have you ever had ghost meatballs before? Let me describe it to you guys in graphic detail.
No.
Louise, how do you make a ghost meatball?
Yeah, bro.
Well, first of all, honey, you got to get a little ectoplasm. You got to wrap it up in a ball. And then you got to dunk it in some flour. Then you put it over an open fire. Hence why they call it chestnuts over an open fire. And then once it's all nice and cooked, you put it in your mouth. And it's like a ghost has exploded in your mouth.
I can feel it.
Yes.
You can feel that going in your mouth? Disgusting. Yes.
But anyways, I hope you enjoyed the ghost balls.
At the same time.
But also, before we get to the main course, I have presents for all of you.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks, Louise.
Louise, I didn't get you anything.
Oh, that's all right, honey. Pretty soon I'm going to have the best present of all, but you're going to have to wait to find out what that is. But, Marcy, I think you're very lovely.
Does it have to deal with ectoplasm?
There's those meatballs exploding.
Oh, jeez. Yes, they do explode.
Somebody better check out Tamario in the kitchen. He's blowing the place up.
Hey, Tamario Costolini.
I said to my honey bunch, Toby, he better be a good cook. I know he got kicked out of the Italian restaurant business after 24 hours, but that's beside the point. But anyways, though... Marcy, here's my present for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, sorry, it just fell out of the roof somewhere. So I hope you enjoy
it. Santa brought it.
Tell everyone what we got you, Marcy.
So the present that I've got is this giant life-size red wine bottle with two life-size glasses.
Oh, wait a minute. That was actually my present, Marcy. I sent your present via message.
Oh,
let's get to the extra cheese.
Well, I'll send that back to you, Louise. I think that's why it made that really big noise. I think the actual one I got is this one. It's the Lassa Sutra with updated photos of Toby the Ghost.
Oh, that's hot as fuck, too. Come on, guys. I want sexy-ass presents.
Well, I'm going to send you my present for you, Colin.
Don't encourage her, Colin.
I'm going to send you the best present of all, and I think you're going to like this one. Hold on.
I'm gonna like this present. Hey, yes, I am. Doug told me I needed a Costellini back.
Yes. Bring there we go. Back. I just sent you your present, Colin. Here you go. It's from me and Toby.
Oh, wait. I already got the present?
Yes, oh, it's in your messenger. It's a very special.
Oh, I see it. Oh, hell yeah.
Tell everyone what Toby and I got you.
Wait, hold on. For real? Is this coming to my house?
Yes.
Maybe, Colin. For real.
Because I got another present from you too. It's just in my, I got to go get it because it's got sent to me. But from what you sent me just now, you totally got me copies of Baby's Day Out.
Yes.
Thank you so much, dude. I need to see that movie because, one, it's been a while. And how many VHS copies am I getting?
Because you're going to get a VHS copy of that and also Mortal Kombat, my two favorite movies that should have won the pop.
I thought that was the video game Mortal Kombat.
Oh, no, honey. It's the original 90s movie, not that Annihilation crap. It's the real deal.
I'm glad you have some taste, Louise. Oh,
good, because the Goro in that one is hella tight.
And oh, yes.
He's got a... Doesn't he have a mohawk like mine and shit?
A little bit.
I think he's got a little bit of a mohawk.
He's or got something.
Tell Toby thank you because I love him. He is my best friend. I'm so glad he didn't come in my stocking.
Louise, any truth to the rumor I'm about to start that you are going to be one of the DLC characters in Mortal Kombat 1?
Oh. I cannot confirm or deny that I'm going to be a DLC character, but I can confirm it, yes.
Oh
fuck.
Also, Colin, I'm glad you enjoyed your present, and if you want me to come in your stocking, I'm more than happy to do that.
Dude, can you totally come in my stocking? That's hella bad. Oh. I don't want to say that.
I will come into everyone's anymore? Stocking.
You're coming in
everyone. Are watching a movie?
First of all, I mean, we are watching a movie. We're watching a fireplace
movie. Oh, Mersh, do you want to see the fireplace? Come here.
Yes, I think we need to see
by the fireplace.
Yeah, Mersh, come here. Be a part of Christmas dinner.
I mean, I can almost see a movie in this fireplace.
Oh, yes, it's a very hot
movie. Whose fireplace is this?
Yeah,
I think this is the fireplace remake of Possessed by the Night.
I'm waiting for the title card. It hasn't come on yet.
Yeah, I just see a pixelated fucking flame going in and out. That's all I see. Thanks, Louise. Right. This is the perfect flame.
Yes, because you know, I'm like a moth to the flame. All the boys love me because I'm the flame, and once they touch me, they get set on fire. But that's beside the point. But anyway, so now, Batch, I got you a present.
Oh, you shouldn't have. No, really, you shouldn't have.
And this is what the present is. Here it is.
Aww.
Where is it?
How did you know?
Oh.
Louise, that was so nice. It was a copy of Louise's exercise tapes style pumpkin workout and Sexmas. I'm going to sell this to Chad for $100.
You make that money, dude.
Yes. Oh, wait a second.
So I'm sorry. I'm going to re-gift this and make some money.
Make that dollar holla.
Oh, hold on. We have a knock at the door. I think it might be Carolers.
Oh.
Carolers.
What?
First of all, take the hold with Bowser Holly. Fall in love, la. That's what the whoop. That's what the left-minded hippie Democrat woke people want to do to you so you get infected by the woke mind virus and by singing carols. And when they first First of all, I don't want to see no woke mistletoe or Christmas tree ornaments in this traditional Baby Jesus Christmas.
I didn't order you guys for carolers. Nobody did. You're not caroling.
We are. Take the holes with bowels of white supremacy.
Whoa,
that's a little bit. I'm more to the center than this guy over here on the right.
I don't approve of these policies.
I'm sorry, my megaphone was set on white power movement, so I have to put it down to just regular outrage conservative.
Turn it down!
I'm turning it down right now.
Oh.
I guess your name's Earl now. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry about that.
Same. Why am I stuck with you people? I'm going to shut the door on you.
Well, first of all, that was just weird, and I apologize for that.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I can take care of these guys. There you go.
There we go.
And one for you.
Oh, yes. Now, I got the main course, the meal ready. I use all prepared.
Oh.
Now, you all had a little bit of everything.
Colin's not back yet, so, I don't know. Are we having...
Where's my present, Louise? You get them one. You didn't get me nothing. I mean, I got you something.
Well, first of all, Honey Budge, I got a present for you, but you have to wait a little bit for it. It's part of the dessert. But, unfortunately, though, it's a very big present, but I don't want you eating my dinner in prep for it, because I want you to have a very empty stomach by the time you have it.
Here, open up my present.
Well, you have to wait. That's the rule.
No, you just gave them their presents. I want to give a present to you.
All right, I got you a little present just to tie you over, just in case.
No, and that's okay. You don't need to give me anything. I'm just giving this directly from me to you.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Now Colin's back, so we're going to have a bit of dinner.
It's just no selling the bit.
Sorry, I had to go get my, since it's a Christmas party, I had to get my Christmas sweater.
Oh, I love it.
With
I
all
love
the
it, snowflakes
and the snowman on it. And then for that other gift that you sent me, this fucking nasty shit. Like, why are you sending me a fucking Christmas mankini with mistletoe where my dick goes?
But first of all, Colin, that was actually from Toby. He thought you needed to have that.
I mean, I can try it on. You want me to try it on real quick?
That was on my Christmas list.
You want me to try this on?
Well, not right now. You can put it over your head. You can put it over your head.
Oh, no. Which head?
Your top head. The one we're looking at right now.
I'm good. I'm sending this back to you.
Also, Marcy.
I'm
also going to send you a present, like one of the, you know, like the Pope-mobile has that big glass thing around it. I'm going to send that to you so Freddie doesn't try to annoy you while you're podcasting.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, there was a knock and stuff at my door before. I opened it. Apparently, Craven sent me the present of a very forgiving Stampy the Elephant.
Oh.
He did.
But I don't want to alarm anybody, but Stampy the Elephant... was dominated by Freddy the dog, and might be now in a life partnership together.
You know what? I think Freddy has been hanging out with Toby a little too much, or maybe Toby has possessed Freddy. Oh!
Stampy agrees.
See, you can hear it. Stampy's just outside the window.
And he's not sad anymore.
No, he's quite happy that he's met Freddy.
Yes, he's no longer an emo Fed. He's now just a regular happy Fed.
Louisa was terrible. Stop getting your jokes from Bean.
I mean, Bean was going to say that joke, but now he's frozen in the corner looking at all of this.
So, are we having dinner soon? What's happening?
Yes, I'm having dinner for Edgar.
We're 16 minutes into this fireplace right now.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm giving you guys the main course. I now use a prepared. I got myself
there, before dinner let's kill some time. What's each of us will go around in a circle here. Favorite right. Christmas memory.
Oh yes, Colin, you go first.
Oh, my favorite Christmas memory. There was this one Christmas when I was a little kid and I was fucking obsessed with fucking Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Like, I loved the Ninja Turtles. One Christmas, I got like every Ninja Turtle toy you could think of. I got pajamas. I think I was about 5 or 6. So it's like one of my core memories that I remember. But I got these chips, and I'll never forget it. You can't find them anywhere ever again unless they're in Australia, because you could probably find anything in Australia. But they are Ninja Turtle chips that were like sewers, like little sewer caps, and pizzas. And it tasted like pizza. And it was the most fire chip. And for some reason, that Christmas will always be the happiest Christmas for me.
Oh.
ever. No. Now, but now the happy Christmases are for me are for my kids. So they got a bunch of stuff from Santa, which was awesome. So
nice.
Those are the best Christmases now.
No. Yeah. And what about you, Marcy? I've stepped out of it right now because Louise has gone back to the kitchen to just get the last bit of food prepared.
You mean she's pouring another drink?
I can't wait till I get my pizza.
I don't know if I have one specific like favorite memory or anything. Like, I don't know. I guess just like being a kid and being excited to get presents like for the second time that year because my birthday was only a couple of months before that.
And Batch.
1985. Little Batch was 10. And they just discovered professional wrestling. So that Christmas, I got the Galoob old school LJN WWF ring. I got Hulk Hogan. I got Roddy Piper. I got Andre the Giant. I got Bobby Heenan. I got like everybody in the line.
Yes.
I have no idea where they went. I wish I still had them.
Oh, that sucks. That really sucks. You would be a millionaire. Those toys are old. Did you play the shit out of them though?
Oh yeah, some of them I remember the Ricky Steamboat had the paint chipped off them.
The ring is my favorite. Like yes. I have a ring for my kids, and we have like Stone Colds. We just got a bunch of like old Attitude Era guys, and like, oh, those are so fun. Those are memories. Those are happy memories for Christmas.
Those are very happy memories.
Right. With your family. That's what Christmas is all about.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Marcy's gone.
I forgot. Marcy's gone. Hello, baby Craven. Merry Christmas, I suppose. Being that you are Louise's son, you were going to be here as well.
Well, no, I'm not, but, I just, was Santa good to you?
Santa
did not come to my house. Santa gave me coal for some reason. I'm a good little boy.
To be fair, baby Craven, you have been trying to stab me on and off throughout this whole year, so.
Yeah, but that's our relationship.
Yeah, but maybe you won't get a lump of coal for Christmas next year if you do less stabbing. And if you use that, you apologize.
I can make some diamond and I make some money.
Oh, well, maybe it's probably best not to do that. Or if you're going to try to stab me or punch me in the balls, at least apologize afterwards.
No.
Oh, God.
Did he die? All right.
Is Baby Craven scared of me? Is that why Baby Craven shows up when I leave the room
Marcy,
for a second?
Marcy, I'm scared of you. Okay, I'm pretty sure Baby Craven is scared of you.
All right.
I think, no, he just thinks he can get away with it.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
You are the motherly figure amongst the group here.
Yes.
Yes. And also, I guess in terms of my favorite Christmas memory, I have a few, but I guess in terms, like, I used to, like, get up and, like, literally the first person up every Christmas morning to wake up all my siblings. And in a way, they kind of hated me for it because I'd be up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
My older sisters always did that to me. I was always the one that wanted to get some sleep.
Yeah. But as soon as I got them up and then we got out and saw all the Santa presents and all that, we were just all excited because Santa left all of our presents in their own different piles. Like my piles for me, my piles for my brothers, my pile for my sister. And then... yeah, we just went gangbusters. Although, one of my favorite presents I ever got one year, and this was the oddest request I ever got for Christmas, is I asked for a toolbox with actual tools.
That's not a bad gift. Hold on.
I still have that tool.
I still have a pretty good gift.
And it was like legit tools, not like toy tools, like legit tools. Like
is it really a good idea to give a 5-year-old a real hammer for Christmas?
Well, I wasn't five. I was about probably 10 or 11 at the time.
Okay, if you're a 10 or 11, yeah, I can get that.
I had it at 5 years old, I'd be Baby Craven.
Oh, wow. So you'd be a serial killer? That's bad.
Most likely, guys, yeah.
I, It's Nick Chad who buys porn.
Oh, hi, Chad, who buys porn. What did Santa Claus bring you for Christmas this year, Chad? Or did you have to buy your own presents?
The best of Deanna Michaels, volume 1-7. It's great.
Ooh.
Get all the commentaries and the bloopers.
Oh, really?
And did Santa give you gift cards so that you didn't have to buy your porn?
Yeah, so I usually buy my porn from Jerry's Dildos and Rubber Chickens, but this time I went to one of those vending machines that sell the DVDs.
I think Freddie is excited about the fact that you bought porn for Christmas because he's
really
basically the background.
Freddie really approves of it. He's going crazy right now.
What's Freddie doing? Yes.
That's great, Chad.
He's talking about it right now.
This is why you need to get the Patreon people to see our smiling faces in this badass fucking Christmas sweater.
Exactly.
Freddie fucking going nuts. That's
Freddie
so
just
tight.
Going stupid. But as of this recording, we need one more subscriber and we unlock me in a Frankenhooker costume.
Yes. Speaking of that, Marcy, yes, we're going
to
do the Patreon shout out to our latest subscriber, Ben8Bit, or Brendan, as who Marcy and I know in real life, who's our latest subscriber on the Super.
What up, Brandon?
Patreon.
What up, bro?
Thank you so much, Brendan, for becoming a big subscriber for us. We appreciate all the support and love. And yeah, just thank you so much, mate. It really, really means the world for us. And we hope you enjoy all the bonus episodes and video content that you have now that you've accessed the Super Network Patreon.
Yay!
Also, which outfits are you going to be wearing now that we've unlocked that?
Well, I'm going to have to go find out what those outfits are because I know I have something like at the two Patreon subscriber counts.
Maybe we need another. I think it's another three, and it unlocks Colin and Batch watching all the Evil Bong movies.
While doing edibles.
Three. You know
while
we
doing edibles.
Three. It's what is it? How much is it?
It's about $2. As low as $2. Yeah.
As low as $2, friends.
Because halfway through, by the time we get to Evil Bong 3, they'll be kicked in a bit, and this will be the greatest movie franchise of all time.
Yeah, and me on edibles is insane. One of us is going to pass out. It's going to be great.
It's going to be Colin.
Yes.
Yeah. It's probably going to be me. I'll probably have a panic attack and pass out, and it'll be great. Freddy!
He is going nuts.
He's not barking, so that's fine.
Is it just me, guys? Now, I'm at the looking at the fireplace now, and is it just me, or is it like seeing burning wood reminds me of what it's like for Toby when he had sex with Louise?
Oh.
Maybe.
That's more like Ninja Terminator 2, be having to deal with both of them.
Oh, that's true.
No, actually, that's just the fire of their passion of love and just being all passion.
Actually, speaking of Ninja Terminator 2, he is here as well, but he's just in the corner.
He is here somewhere.
Watching us right now, just judging
from
us.
The corner.
Yeah, exactly.
He's keeping Craven occupied, so Craven doesn't grab a microphone again.
Exactly. But, Louise is coming back. Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser, again. Now, sorry for the lateness. I have got the main course ready. Are you all prepared for your stomachs to be full? Except for you, Craven. You have to wait a little bit longer. Anyways, here it is. I got a big giant chicken, and it's a giant fried chicken with pumpkin pie stuffing inside. And also it's marinated in red wine. In red wine, not red wine sauce, just red wine.
I can't have it. Sorry. I'm sober. I can't have that. I don't deal with alcohol. Sorry.
I'm not that stoned yet, so maybe give me like 20 minutes.
Well, you sold me on the the fried chickenness of it. So, give me a big piece of that.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a big, giant leg, Marcy. Here you go.
Eat the entire thing. I can't have it. So,
I'm going to carve it up. And also, I've got the red wine cookies, which are basically just Oreos dunked in red wine. So, there you go. You've tried that before. You seem to like them.
Bam, Louise. Pretty
good
meal.
Is a big term.
Yes. Mersh, come here. You can eat this shit.
And also, I got enough. I got the vegetables. I got some salad. And I made sure to put some really lovely dressing on it, which is made courtesy of my honey bunch, Toby. I'm not gonna... It's a special type of sauce. Why is all talking about it? It's vinegar dressing. Why is all upset? What did you think it was going to be?
Isn't that exactly what ectoplasm tastes like on a good day?
I mean, it does. Unless it's,
on a good day, what's it taste like on a bad day?
I don't know.
Unless it's like an Italian ghost, and then that way it tastes like fettuccine. But anyways, I will...
So it tastes like pesto on a bad day or a good day?
Oh, it tastes like on a turned over day, honey.
I'm so confused, but anyway...
But anyways, though, okay, now I'm going to go back into the kitchen and get the last of the meal prepared, which is the dessert. I'll be right back.
Oh, guys. Oh, my God.
There's a knock at the door. I wonder who it could be.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nicolas Cage. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Nick?
I was going to be here because it's Christmas, and I hope you're watching my holiday classic, The Family Man.
Nicolas Cage, this is your fireplace, right?
Oh, yes. This fire reminds me of myself about the time I played Ghost Rider. The only inspiration I got for that role is that I looked at a fireplace for at least 17 days, and then afterwards it clicked where I was going to burst in the flames in the movie. But unfortunately, the directors kept telling me I couldn't really be on fire. They had to replace it with CGI.
That's disappointing.
I mean, I'm very disappointed as well, hence why I'm going to retire after a few movies. Even though this was like 100-odd movies ago.
I mean, fair.
But also, I got to tell you about my upcoming new project. It's called Freddy. It's a movie based on Marcy's dog, Freddy.
Oh.
Are you going to be Freddy Face?
Yes, I'm going to be in Freddy Face. And essentially, the movie is going to be exactly like Xanderly, but with Freddy. So it's going to be called Xander Freddy.
Hashtag Freddy Face. No!
Why are you doing that? It's going to be an Oscar-nominated film. It's going to get me a lot of prestige.
I really got the buzz on that joke. Hashtag that got bad? No.
So basically, just like Freddy in real life, it's going to be a movie about me going around trying to hump pillows and blankets.
I mean, that's fair.
So it's going to be like the performance I'm going to finally win my second Oscar for. Or maybe another Razzie, I'm not sure.
Either way.
And this is a gift for myself, and also for Freddy, because he's a top dog. Just like Nicolas Cage. But anyways, though, I better get going, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was like the weirdest thing from Nicolas Cage, and I am stunned that they're making a movie on Freddy, Marcy.
I'm so confused as to everything that's happening right now, but there we go.
Alrighty. Oh, Louise is coming back now. Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser, for the fourth time. But anyways, though, I hope you've enjoyed the main course. I've now got the dessert, and I got you... Now, Marcy, Bat, Colin, and Bean, I got you all a very special dessert, but I got Craven a really big special dessert. But first up, now for you four, I got you guys the red white ice cream that I made a few episodes back.
Now, I'm getting hungry, Louise. You haven't given me any food yet. This is bullshit.
You can wait. Anyways... Now, Colin, there's one ice cream here that's made entirely out of red wine. But, Colin, since I know you don't want red wine, I just made yours with a lot of food red coloring in it. So it can be almost...
It's still red wine.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And maybe a little bit of ectoplasm is also involved with the ice cream, but that's beside the point.
That's what gives it the extra tang.
Yes. But, Craven... Now, I know you've been well-behaved. And now we've gone through our own troubles this year. I got something very special for you.
I still did nothing wrong.
I call this a gift of forgiveness. Now, here it is.
Okay.
It's a giant pie. Now.
A giant, I like pie. Well, get the pie. Oh, that's a big pie.
Oh.
Wow, that's a huge pie.
It's a very special pie with secret ingredients in it, but I want you to start eating it first before I tell you what type of pie it is.
Okay, let me eat the... nom 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 nom.
How much are you enjoying that pie, Craven?
Oh, it's good. Nom 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 nom.
Oh, Craven, I'm glad to hear that you're really enjoying it. I mean, it took me a while to get all the ingredients together, but I think you're going to enjoy what's inside it.
Dude, he's good, like Louise. All thank of you. The pie.
Oh.
Dude, now, Craven, I want to ask you, now, before I tell you what's in the pie, Craven, have you seen your sexy aunties lately?
No, I've been wondering where they've been.
What if I told you they're in the pie?
What? No, you didn't. Louise, how could you?
Honey. Oh, honey, I did.
Not kidding me. My son, not yours, Louise. This, you'll never get away with this.
No, I am never the change, the unchange, the DNA, so it was never your son at all, Craven.
No.
It merges to so nightmare.
That all you got, Louise? Oh, come on. That's Tuesday for me. Oh, good move on the... I was planning on getting rid of the 680s already. Well, they're costing me a lot of money.
You weren't.
But
I know you're upset because I'm
not feeling so good. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
I had someone working on the inside.
Dude, no, don't. You can't die. Oh. We gotta do that podcast, bro.
I got at least 3 podcasts to do. Oh.
Yes, no.
Oh, no, Craven. What a tragedy. You can't record your knockoff podcast.
No.
And mercenaries.
I'm dying. Colin, save me. Save me, Colin.
Craven,
I hope you're dying. You are the worst boss. This is why we get revenge. Number one, sexy auntie, you never pay me 1 cent.
You're my favorite, you're number one.
Number one who got paid $0. Now,
I paid you.
Louise has paid me, and Ginger Lynn has also paid me.
Yes,
hello, honey. I tricked you all. Me and Louise are best friends, and we've taken revenge on Craven.
Ginger Lynn and Anastasia were working with me the entire time and to bring you down, Craven, once for all. That's what you get for killing my boys. Some of the other Lasser family I probably didn't care for, but that's beside the point. It was really my two boys you murdered. So I hope that has taught you a lesson. We're officially over, and I hope you get diarrhea.
Yes, it will happen, Louise, because I poisoned you for this, the sexy
if it's office. Not the last thing I do.
Whoa.
Oh, and then he died. Anyways.
Craven, bro, no, I need you.
My poison didn't work to kill him. He is in a coma.
He's alive. He's in a coma.
Mersh, Craven died, dude. Craven died, Mersh.
He's in a coma.
What are you gonna say?
He's in a coma.
right, Luis, how dare you? And good job. Good job. He had that coming.
Oh, yes. I knew it was about to happen sooner or later. So I'm very happy about this. You know what? Enjoy the rest of the dinner. I had my revenge. And I'll see you all. Well, I guess by the time this episode drops in the new in a few episodes' time, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Mersh.
Well,
Mersh.
So,
hey, guys, it's me, Toby. What's been going on since I've been gone? What has Louise been up to?
Your maniac wife just poisoned Craven and fed him all these sexy aunties.
Yes, all of them.
Except for number one sexy auntie.
Except for me, yes. Because he never paid me money. Now he is in a coma, and only I have the antidote, which I will never get.
Also, Craven ate all the sexy arties.
Yes, but in the cannibalistic way.
Yes.
Oh, so that means all the sexy arties are here with me. Woo!
You're going to cheat on Louise with the sexy aunties?
Hey, Louise and I have a very good type of relationship, and I think she's down for the sexy aunties. Oh, there's about 200 of them here. Hold on. Oh, sorry.
My sweater, bro. Come on.
Sexy aunties everywhere.
He totally put out the fireplace.
Oh.
Bro, Monica Lewinsky.
Now what are we supposed to watch?
Oh, I gotta put out the fireplace because the party's over.
The fire is still burning.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, guys. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, the sexy aunties are everywhere. I have to go deal with them. I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Oh, they were all wearing yoga pants when they were in the pie.
They're all dead. You're a very all strange ghost.
All of them.
First of all, we're upset that those liberal copy hippie Democrats are taking all the sexy aunties and sending them up to ghost heaven so we, the right-wing folk, can't have a date with them. Lane, you come back. You're not getting out of here that easy. Well, first of all, I wanted to keep talking to the megaphone because I feel like I have a lot of power as a white man with a megaphone. I just like to amplify my voice. Yes, that too. But there we go. We'll see you all later. Bye.
I kind of don't know what's happened.
That's probably really... made those characters worse or better since we gave them megaphones.
I mean, I probably worse.
Yes,
they are the typical American, though. I'll tell you that they really
yes,
are.
Yes, but oh yeah, but I guess. Yeah, first of all, but I guess that's the end of this episode of the Tuber Tuesdays podcast.
Now, okay, so Louise does she realize she just confessed to the whole thing on audio tape and that she could be prosecuted for that?
Well, she was a little drunk at the time. Yeah, I think we're going to have to delete the tape. We'll have to
delete the tape. Well,
nonetheless, somehow this episode gets out there for public consumption and everyone hears it, then we're screwed. Or at least she's screwed.
Listen, it's Ginger Lynn here. I have a law degree. If anything happens, I can be her lawyer.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Ginger Lynn and Louis Lasser in court.
Well, we all know that Louis is going to be on Craven's side with this.
While he's in a coma.
I mean, we're going to have to see. Is Craven going to have coma dreams? Is he going to come out of the coma? What is going to happen? I mean...
Are we going to have to watch a movie where someone's in a coma?
Phase 4.
But is it going to be coma with...
Tuesday's podcast is going to be wild, people.
Yes. So next episode of Tubi Tuesday is...
It's going to be the part 1 of the best of 2003 episodes, followed by part 2. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting night of the year, the Tubi Tuesday Podcast Awards for 2023.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
And January will be celebrating all things 2023. And we will also be doing our annual kicking off of the movies we're watching with the Patreon voted Tubi originals. And then when we get into February, Batch, what will that theme month be?
Well, since they just dropped every single season of the old school Doctor Who on Tubi, we're going to do a whole Doctor Who month on Tubi Tuesday. So ooh, what we're going to do is each of us are going to pick a different doctor, and we're going to confer with producer James Simpson and about which ones are the best, possibly. And then we'll do each episode of Tubi Tuesday will be at least one arc, which is like 3-4 episodes.
Yes. Ooh. So February will be our Doctor Who month. So format changes, a lot, but it'll be kind of movie length story arcs with Doctor Who episodes, which makes it 3-4 episodes.
And something new for the podcast we have not done yet. So
exactly.
Yes, it's gonna be tight. I'm excited about it because I'm not a Doctor Who fan. So like I'm actually stoked to see shit that you guys
1960s you guys and like 70s B grade rubber monsters. It's gonna be this. If anything was made for Tubi Tuesday, it was this Doctor Who.
Exterminate.
Yes, but also to for this season of the show, like once phase four kicks off later after sometime after Doctor Who month, which I'm going to be claiming it as Feb Whoary month.
I'll allow it.
We're going to bring back the double feature episodes. We only did one last year, but to be fair. We were busy for most of the year with different theme months and that, so we will bring back the double features, of which Colin, Marcy, and Bash will finally get to do new double features, and if there is time, woo, I'll do my second double feature.
Woo!
Yeah, so stay tuned for much of the same, but a little bit different with things, and it should be interesting, because Tubi did a deal with DC. Warner Brothers for DC, so there's a whole bunch of DC movies that are now on Tubi or will be on Tubi, and I already have my March film picked out, so I'm very excited for that, and that'll be revealed then. So, we'll see you next time for the award show in a few weeks, and enjoy the best of two-part episodes that we'll be doing, and that's pretty much it, and you can always find us at supermarcy.com and check the Tubi Tuesdays link tree, which the address is linktr.ee/the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. Got all the links for where we are streaming and, of course, links to things on the Super Network, Pop4D and Trash Panda podcast as well. Anyone else want to promote their shit before we go?
Make sure you listen to Web Tales every Tuesday at the Pop4D Network, where me and Mark Chevalier recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Follow Pop4D on the Facebook and on the YouTubes, and follow Craven on Twitter at CravenPop4D, because I guess I'm taking over his Twitter, because he's in a coma. So this is going to be fun, folks.
Well, maybe he's going to tweet about his coma fantasies and dreams.
That's a good idea.
Mm. Let's go.
What about you? What are you promoting?
Well, people want to find me out there on social media. You can find me under BJamine on both Twitter/X, Blue Sky, and also on Letterboxd as well. And also you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com and also all the podcasts that you and I co-host together, Marcy, and as well as listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off, Bean and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, via the Bean vs. the Living Dead podcast feed on all podcast streamers everywhere, and as well as on social media on Twitter and Blue Sky under Bean vs. TLD and Facebook under Bean vs. the Living Dead.
And Colin.
Oh, yeah, you can find me on TrashPandaPodcast.com, and you can also find Trash Panda Podcast all over wherever you can listen to Trash Panda Podcast on podcasts. Also, we just did our Death Pool. This episode, I edited it today and posted it. Comes out tomorrow, which is what? When this gets posted, I don't know.
It'll already be out when this
is it'll hella be out. Go listen to it. It's hilarious. I laughed so hard editing today. Guaranteed a good laugh.
Nice.
Yes.
And nice. Me personally, I'm Super Marcy on all the socials and Super underscore Marcy on Letterboxd, because that's a thing. And we'll see you for there. We'll see you for the awards show, everybody. We'll catch you on that Tuesday.
See everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Did anyone try this chicken?
I did. That's what happened when I tried it. That's my stomach right now. Rectus Dominus Sancti Spiritus Rectum Salvador Sanatus Rectus Chisipus Rectus Dominus Sancti Spiritus. The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.